It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number two, the Keystone Kickoff Show, which means it's Tucker's Tape and Ross's Chat with James Franklin. But first, baseball is on its way back. It'll be here next week, less than 10 days. There's no better place to get in on the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is U.S.-based, making it safe, secure, and reliable. What you need to do to get in on the action is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Ross, tee it up for us. You got a chance to talk to James Franklin.
Yeah, it was great, Jim, to be able to talk to James Franklin. I had him, as you know, on my podcast on Monday. People can check that out on YouTube if they actually want to watch it, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. But this will be the only place where I actually talk about the interview. So next week, we'll do part two. Today will be part one, but next week when we do part two, I'll actually recap it, give you my thoughts on the things he said. One of those things, Jim, that I had had scheduled with him for a couple of weeks, and it was kind of fortunate timing because it was his first public comments after the Big Ten came out and announced that they were doing conference-only games. So to get his thoughts on that, whether or not he thinks there will be a season, the strategy they have right now with coronavirus, all that stuff, it was perfect timing, got picked up a lot of places. I'm sure people have already read about it, and now you get a chance to listen to it.
You know, James, it's funny. We scheduled this a couple weeks ago, and I had a whole bunch of notes down and things I wanted to ask you. And then the announcement comes out on Thursday about the Big Ten playing conference-only games. So I guess the first question is just, what was your reaction to the news? Were you anticipating that? What do you think?
No, I knew this was coming. I was trying to make this a great interview for you, so I teed it all up so it's to be perfect. You know, I get it. You know, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks. You know, I think the biggest thing is the control that it creates. So what I mean by that is if we do have a stoppage of play and the conference needs to shut things down for a couple weeks, it's obviously easier to do that when it's all conference on conference. And then obviously, you know, all the protocols that we're going to have as a conference to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can. You know, not that we don't think that other schools will do it, but obviously when you're playing different levels of schools with different types of budgets and what they're able to do, it could be complicated. So I think when you took all those things into consideration, we just felt like this was the best thing to do moving forward and still give us an opportunity to hopefully have a Big Ten champion. And then depending on how this thing all plays out, you know, maybe even a team or two, maybe in the college football playoff if things continue to trend in that direction.
And then the follow-up question, Coach, is just probably the same one you get 20 times a day. I get it at least 10 times a day. Is there going to be a football season? How much confidence do you have? I know Big Ten Commissioner Warren came out and said some things. Ohio State's Athletic Director Gene Smith has said some things as well. When everybody asks you that, when you're around town or wherever, what's your response?
Well, as you know, there's a different conversation when I'm just talking to a friend downtown compared to when I'm doing an interview and it's recorded. But no, seriously, you know, I think it depends on the day, Ross, just to be completely honest. You know, this thing is crazy. I think, you know, we saw this weekend, I think the biggest spike in the history of COVID in Florida over a single day, more than New York, you know. So it just depends on the day. There's days that I'm confident and feel like we're trending in a really good direction and got a good plan. And then there's days or weeks that I'm concerned. But I know there's a lot of really good people that are working on it. I think we have had a good plan, and so far so good. I think partly because of our plan. I think partly because of good fortune. I wasn't sure how it was going to be because we have so many players that were coming back to State College from hotspots. But so far, you know, so good with us. But there's a lot of things that have got to continue to go right for us to make this work. As Ross, I know you spent a lot of time thinking about all these things. And I think the hard part is you read things and you see things, and it just seems inconsistent. It doesn't seem to make sense. Some things in the locker room or players being able to exchange jerseys after the game. And I know that may sound silly, but I think at the end of the day, people are just trying to control as many of the things you can control, because there's going to be so many other things that are outside of our control.
Yeah, I said that on Friday, James. On Friday's show, I said, look, all they're trying to do is mitigate any unnecessary risk. And in the NFL, the guys are getting paid for what they do inside the white lines for those 60 minutes. They're not getting paid to talk to a guy for 4 minutes afterwards and exchange. I said, if FedEx works great, just FedEx them the jersey and wash it first, by the way. You should probably wash it first anyway. You mentioned things have gone well for you so far there at Penn State. What have been the workouts been like? How have the guys handled it? And how pleased have you been with what your guys have done so far since they've been back?
Well, it's been challenging. You know, we tried to be as transparent as we possibly could the entire time. So we had a bunch of Zoom call meetings with the players, with the parents, to try to prepare them that, guys, this is going to be unlike anything you've ever been a part of before. Everything that football has always done, whether it's Princeton or Penn State, is you're trying to be as efficient as you possibly can. And you're always trying to get 15 pounds of stuff into a 10-pound bag to maximize. And right now, we're not working like that. You know, we're working in small groups of 16. You know, we do that. We usually do 5 days a week, but trying to get everybody worked out, it's in small groups, it's impossible. So we're doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, so we can spread it out with small groups throughout the day. No one is in our football building from a player's perspective. No locker room. We've been lifting in Haluba, our indoor facility, so we could spread out all of the stations throughout the facility. So, you know, we were distanced as much as we possibly can. You were working out. Typically, as you know, Ross, you'd lift with guys in your position group. Well, now we're lifting with your roommates because you're already with those guys. So we're keeping them around their roommates. You know, as a staff, we waited a couple weeks and then the staff started to come into the office. You know, we go Monday, Wednesday, Friday with the offense and then Tuesday, Thursday with the defense. And the next week we flip it and we're all meeting in the team auditorium with assigned seats, all spaced out, and we're all sitting in there with masks on. I got glasses, so my glasses are fogging up the whole time with the mask. So we're taking a lot of precautions. You can't get into the facility without your temperature taken. You can't get into the facility without filling out a questionnaire about how you feel. You know, there's a lot of things in place, again, to try to keep everybody as safe as possible. We all got the test done with the nose, up the nose, our entire team. And then we got another retesting coming up here soon. So there's a lot. I probably only covered about half of it, Ross, but there's a lot of things that we have in place just to try to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can.
Yeah, I don't know if the Big Ten has come out with, you know, what the protocol or rules will be, especially as it relates to something like quarantine. James, if somebody on your team or somebody at a position group ends up getting the coronavirus or testing positive, have you thought about strategy at all? Have you guys talked about strategy? I mean, do you want to do something where your starting quarterback, Sean Clifford, never around your backup quarterback, Will Levis, never let those guys get within 10 feet of each other? I mean, it sounds silly, but on some level, a strategic component there could be.
No, I think that's exactly right. You know, you can't have a staff meeting where I got all the coaches in the room at the same time because you could lose your whole staff. You can't have a quarterback meeting where you got all your quarterbacks. That's why I could see us continuing to use Zoom for a long time. Even when we practice, we're not going to be practicing as a full team, you know, so that means the coaches may be on the field for 5 hours. You know, we'll do a ones and threes practice and a twos and fours practice. So everything is separate. So, you know, you've got a chance if you do have an issue that you're not quarantining and losing your whole team. And I think your point about the Big Ten coming up with some things, I think that's another reason, is to make sure everybody's got similar, you know, programming. The hard part, though, as you know, Ross, is it's not just what the university or what the Big Ten wants to do. You've got state policies based on what's happening. Nebraska's in a very different position than maybe Rutgers is. And that becomes, you know, challenging as well. Or you're Rutgers and you have the saliva test on your campus and you're able to get testing back in 12 hours and another university is waiting to get results back. It takes 4 days, you know, or you're in Nebraska and your University of Nebraska Medical Center had the first COVID case in the country, you know, that they got off the cruise ship that they handled. There's going to be some inconsistencies in this, and we just have to realize that.
Yeah, the one thing, too, I know a lot of people have talked about, you know, sometimes I see people talking about football and the money it generates, and it almost, James, sometimes it feels like people think that these schools are just profiting all the money, whereas I get so upset when I see all of these schools around the country that are already canceling sports. It's not like the universities are pocketing all the money they make from football. I mean, that's what drives all the other sports. Plus, you know, I live pretty close to State College, as you know. I mean, I think about the hotels, the restaurants. That's where they get all their profit margin. That's how they make it for the year, are those 6 or 7 home games.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It impacts so many different people in so many different ways. To be honest with you, being the head football coach at Penn State, there's some pressure associated with that based on what you said. I know everybody thrives off of Penn State football being successful. All the other sport, the hotels, the bars, the restaurants, all of it, it makes a huge impact here. So, you know, the thing I struggle with a little bit, Ross, is all us Big Ten coaches, we're all on the phone talking, and a lot of our coaches have sons that are playing AAU basketball, and the gyms are packed right now playing AAU basketball. No one's talking about that. You know, one of our coaches was at his son's baseball game and he took his phone and turned it. The stands are full and the parents are all sitting there talking and they're playing baseball, hockey. I think sometimes with football, because of the money, football gets beaten up a lot about a lot of these things, but these things are happening in other sports and no one seems to be talking about it or concerned about it or worried about it or governing it. So don't get me wrong, I get it, and we got some things that we got to overcome, but there's other issues out there. There's other things that should be getting discussed as well.
That's it for part one of Ross's chat with James Franklin. Stick around, we're going to do some Ask Ross.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
Baseball is coming back next week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.